From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. The number of overweight children in the U.S. is growing. That is the reason the American Heart Association and the Clinton Foundation created the Alliance for a Healthier Generation. Over the past 10 years, the Alliance has been coming up with creative ways to fight childhood obesity. One of these ways is inviting young people to be part of the solution. 12-year-old Jody Evans has always been active. She loves to exercise and play sports, including dancing.
Well, dancing is a sport. Not everybody thinks it's a sport just because it's just not in the Olympics. But it's something that keeps your heart rate going. It's something that requires a lot of energy. It's something that requires eating healthy to have energy.
Jody is on the Alliance for a Healthier Generation's Youth Advisory Board. The Alliance chose her for her healthy lifestyle and her involvement in sports.
We have a group of young people, everything from an 8-year-old to 17 years old, all across the country. Jody joined the board when she was only 8. She was one of our youngest members at the time.
Megan McIntyre is spokeswoman for the Alliance. She says the young people in the Alliance are sharing their viewpoint or perspective on how to fight childhood obesity.
They all are raising their voice on this issue and giving their perspective on how to combat childhood obesity. And on top of that, they're making a difference in their own communities. They're running local 5K events, or they're talking to their school board about changing out school food in the cafeterias, or they're planning a school garden, or they're talking to their state legislature about new policies they can pass. So they're having tremendous impact all across the country on issues that they care about, and they choose how they really want to make an impact.
Tomatoes.
Do you eat potatoes?
Potatoes.
And more importantly, the Young Alliance members talk about making healthier food choices with their friends. Ms. McIntyre says this is very important. Talking with friends will help to change the current shocking obesity numbers. Again, here is Ms. McIntyre.
1 in 3 children are overweight or obese. And some research out there suggests that this could be the first generation that doesn't outlive their parents. So it's an epidemic. We're seeing some signs of the trends flattening, but there's still extremely high prevalence of obesity in specific population, so African Americans, Hispanics, disproportionately impacted by the obesity issue.
The goal of the Alliance is to empower children to create healthier environments for themselves. Ms. McIntyre says they are doing this by increasing physical activity throughout and after the school day. The Young Alliance members are also bringing healthier food choices to where students eat and buy food, in the school cafeterias, vending machines, and bake sales.
So our largest program is in the schools. We have a Healthy Schools program. We're in 29,000 schools across the country. We're really changing the culture of what happens in that school environment. So everything from, are they getting physical activity throughout the day, access to recess and physical education? What's served in the vending machines? What are kids eating in their school cafeterias? What are the fundraisers like, the bake sales after school? Can they be healthy bake sales?
June Evans is Jody's mom. She says serving on the Youth Advisory Board has helped her daughter learn about the issue of obesity. It has also helped her to develop important leadership skills.
If she sees, you know, friends that are struggling in an area where they're not eating healthy, or they're complaining about their body, or they're complaining about their weight, she will step in and she'll do it in a positive, quiet way.
Jody has a gentle, friendly approach. This makes it easy for Melissa Jackson and her other friends to listen to what she has to say.
She told me that our body is a temple, and we should take care of that temple by eating right, taking care of our body, exercising properly, and not overdoing it too much.
Jody's term on the board ends this year, but she says she will always stay active. She also plans to continue to spread the message of staying active and eating healthy among her friends in school, in her neighborhood, and everywhere. I'm Ana Mateo.